The canon took him by the hands, which were still tied, and they led him from the cage, which made him infinitely happy. First thing he did was stretch his whole body. Then he went up to Rosinante and slapped him on the haunches. "Flower and mirror of all horses," he exclaimed. "With God's will, we too shall once again meet in the image of our heart's desire. You with your master on your back, and I astride you, performing the mission for which God brought me to this world." Having said this, Don Quixote went off into the woods with Sancho Panza. When he returned, he was greatly relieved and more eager than ever to put his squire's plan into execution. The canon stared at him, marveling at the curious form his madness took, and by the seeming coherence of everything he said. For the knight only lost his stirrups, as the saying goes, when the conversation turned to chivalry. And so, after they had all sat down to await their midday meal, which was being brought from a nearby inn, the canon, moved by compassion, addressed himself again to Don Quixote.